B-Pod Studios.
Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right. So, I thought about what I did yesterday after work before I went to football practice with Anthony. Dude, it was blazing hot, right?
Yes.
But sometimes I had stuff to do, but you'll know this one day when Cooper comes to you and lays eyes on you and says, Daddy, can you? Right? So Massimo, who, listen, when my boys come and ask me stuff, I made a pledge that someday if I ever had boys and they asked me to do anything sports-wise, I could never turn them down.
All right.
No matter how busy you get, I got to give him, like, as much as I can. So yesterday, Massimo goes, Daddy, can you hit me ground balls?
Oh, man.
Sure, Dad. You got it, right? But then I go, dude. I go, because Tam went to Dick's yesterday and needed a couple things, right? So I go, dude, you got a wiffle ball bat and some wiffle balls. You want to go play some wiffle ball?
Dude.
He went, what, me versus you, Daddy? I went, yeah. And he goes, yeah, let's do it. All right, so I go, listen, he's got stuff, workouts, all this stuff. Like, let's have some fun, play wiffle ball. So I did a thing where I had this, there's a shed, right? So over the shed would be a home run.
Okay.
Right? So I gave him the whole field. And it was 97 degrees.
Yeah.
And the two of us played wiffle ball for like 2 hours.
Dude, wiffle ball was...
It's the greatest.
Yeah, and it was my childhood, man. Like, my parents, when they moved out of Mullica Hill, was when the first time the yard didn't have places of grass missing. Because we played on the front yard. Our neighbors, there was a tree line that separated the two houses. So that was the fence, right? You hit it over the trees.
It's the best.
It was great. I was left-handed. So the tree line started in right field and then went out. So, like, I had the short porch, which was really nice. But we ran base. Like, we did it all. So I had the bases in the grass, and it was like there was no grass left after years of doing it. I loved wiffle ball as a kid, man. And, like, I would still love to dust it off and play a
little
bit.
Dude, me, you, and Massimo.
I'm in, man.
Tooch will play.
My somebody that I played baseball with used to run an annual wiffle ball tournament. $10 buy-in per player. We won one year. Me and two of my buddies. We won $200 each.
Get out!
At wiffle ball. Yeah. At a local, just somebody's backyard. They built like a field.
I love that.
They made a fence.
Yeah.
It was really, they had a scoreboard. Like, it was awesome. And me and two of my buddies, Ben and Steve, we won. And we each got $200 a pop.
Dude, that's fantastic.
It was great.
Is wiffle ball not... What is one of the greatest endeavors? It's one of the greatest sports inventions ever.
Yeah, because I remember playing a lot when I was a kid with my friends who weren't into baseball. But right. they loved wiffle ball, right?
Yeah, because, listen, it's hard to hit a baseball.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
And you don't need 18 guys or 10 even.
Right,
you need, like, we used to do, if there was three of us, one person pitcher, one person in the field, one person batted, and then we would cycle.
Right.
So the guy who hit would then go to the field, and, like, we kept runs, right? So it was, like, three teams pretty much. Yeah, dude, it was awesome, man. I miss it. Listen, call me up. I'm coming over.
All right, I had
all the pitches down, man. Risers.
Yes.
The circle change.
I was trying to show him, because I was trying to show him, like, he's like, Daddy, was that a curve? He's trying to throw a curveball. Because I refuse to allow him to throw anything.
Smart.
I said, until you're 14 years old, until you go to high school, I'm not going to let you throw anything. Because he likes to pitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You ain't throwing anything.
Don't need it.
All right? And, dude, this thing was, it was just awesome.
Yeah, I miss it, man.
It was so much fun.
I do miss wiffle ball a lot.
It was a blast. Like, the two greatest memories, like that baseball stuff, was wiffle ball and you would have loved half ball.
Yeah.
Because half ball, first of all, you're playing on a side street, right? A little street. So, there's a natural, you know, the roof is a home run.
Right, right.
Like, you know, roof of the ball is the next best thing to hitting a real home run. Right? And it's funny because half ball was ahead of its time because the launch angle.
Right, right.
Because you're playing up a side street, you have to hit with an uppercut swing. Like, your baseball coaches hated it.
Yes.
Because you're swinging uppercut, right? And it was what? Like, you hit off a top window. The second story was a triple. And first story was a double, like, you know, over the awning. And it was the greatest game ever.
Yeah,
awesome.
So you never ran bases. My dad also never ran bases, right?
Nah, we never ran bases.
Everybody that I knew, like, my age, ran bases. I don't know if that was a generational thing. Everybody my age.
Yeah, when
ran
you
bases.
Said you the great, like you ran the.
Yeah,
we
had bases and everything.
Yeah, how did you run bases when you play two on two?
You had an outfielder and a pitcher.
And why you?
I mean, typically you're pulling the ball every single time, right? So you kind of just stand right in the same spot. We did the pitcher's poison.
Okay.
Yeah. Pegs.
So how we
pegs
did the peg? Yeah,
of course, man.
So how we did it was, if you basically get it past the pitcher.
It was a hit.
It's a hit.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to catch it clean. All you had to do was stop it.
Like, no, we did basically baseball rules.
Like, if you hit a ground ball and you just bat, like, just stop it, like, you just had to get in front of it.
Yeah.
It's an out. Now, as you play one strike, or is it out two fouls, right?
We would have a one count. So it's two strikes or two fouls.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you swung and missed, it was 0-2.
No, we did swing and miss.
But we didn't do, like, foul stay alive. Like, if you hit a foul ball with two strikes, you were out.
Okay. So we did. We always played one swing and miss, you're out, two fouls.
Yeah. My mom, we had a rocking chair that we would use as the strike zone. And it was great because when we got bigger, right, like, all of a sudden the strike zone got really small. But, yeah, we had the same rocking chair for, like, 15 years. It was awesome, man.
Yeah, the strike zone is the best. Now, we would play this thing. It's basically stickball. It was fast. We called it fastball and box ball, right? So you had a strike zone and that was in a wall, right? That was literally a square in a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that was a blast.
Yeah, dude. Hours.
Yeah, hours. Hours. But wiffle ball, God love wiffle ball, man.
Yeah, you can play it on the beach. It's a little overrated on the beach, but you can play it on the beach. The wind
makes it tough on the beach.
Like,
yeah,
I agree.
And
that's, like, such a, like, a beach thing. Like, oh, let's play some wiffle ball. And then I would always play with, like, the other kids that were down for the week.
Yes.
And then I'd realize, like, after, like, an inning or two, I was like, well, this stinks. Because if you hit it, you could hit a screamer, and the wind's going to knock it down.
Oh, I know.
You know.
I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.